You are now tuned into the Hustler's Blueprint. Mindset training. A simple and effective way to learn business. Your instructor is W. James Dennis, author, consultant, and public speaker. Enjoy this free sample.
All right. Waiting on a few more people, but if everybody can hear me, everybody's good, we'll go ahead and get started. So can everybody hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So we got a lot to cover. So, like I said, on the web page and in the emails, this is a grown folks class. So we're going to deal with some harsh realities for business. I'm also going to run through basic business concepts. I'm going to explain them very simple. This is not a class to motivate you or inspire you. If you get motivated and inspired, that's all well and good, but that's not my intention for this class. My class is for you to develop a mindset so that you can look at any type of business, any type of business opportunity, anything that you're trying, that you may have an idea of something that you may want to do. Some of you all are already in business. So I'm going to teach you how to make money with your business. The greatest tool for any hustler is an understanding of the human mind. So we're going to be covering a lot about the human mind today and how it works. Since business is built upon money, which comes from other people, you have to understand how their mind works, which we call customer psychology, and you also have to understand how your mind works. So this is grown folks class. Now, if we want to go back into history, the original hustlers, they were gamblers. And as gamblers, if you want to win, you have to be able to tip things into your favor. That's what hustling is about. If you go to the dictionary and you look up the word gambler, and then you look up the word entrepreneur, you'll see a common word used there, and that word is risk. You are taking risks in business, just like you would be taking risks if you were a gambler. And by all means of definition, a hustler, an entrepreneur, is a gambler. You're taking risks. Every day you do something, you're going to be taking risks. When you start a business, you're taking risks. So welcome to the world of crazy. So for those of you that do not have a business and you're thinking about starting a business, you are about to enter the world of crazy. What do I mean by that? You're going to be working, putting in work to build a business or to keep your business running. And let's say you still have a job. You're going to be working 10, 20, 30 hours a week for just the hope of a return of your investment of time. To the average person, that is crazy. They'd rather watch TV, read Facebook, look at Instagram. As an entrepreneur, and we'll talk about this a little later, your time is extremely valuable. Business is also a game. One of many, many games. I teach a lot of different games. This is the hustler layer of the game. So this is about getting your money. And like any game, you have to maximize your advantages so that you win more than you lose. You're not going to win all the time. But if you win more than you lose, then over a period of time, you will have the success that you're looking for. So you can almost look at it. I'm pretty sure everybody has heard that saying, the house always wins for a casino. But that's what we're doing here. You have to start looking at your business and the way you think. And we're going to be going over the proper mindset all throughout this class. And the way you think is going to put you so that you win more than you lose. This is not fantasy. Business is not easy. It's not always great. This is not Little House on the Prairie. This is not The Sound of Music. You're not going to be twirling around in the prairie singing and happy all the time. This stuff can get rough. And I'm not saying this to discourage you. It's just the truth. I've been doing this for a long time. And I speak to a lot of very successful entrepreneurs, and I speak to a lot of beginning entrepreneurs. And everybody has their ups and downs. This is life. And life is a series of problems that must be solved. That's one of the first things I learned in the game. So real briefly, for those of you who are not familiar, which I think everybody here is, but just in case you are not, real briefly, my history. My first job I had when I was 15 years old. I used to work at a middle school. It was an after-school job. I used to work at a middle school in my neighborhood. And I used to clean up the floors, the classrooms, scrape gum off the floor, empty trash cans, wash chalkboards. So 15, there's something in me that just did not feel right. I didn't know what it was. I didn't really understand it. I was just like, I can't see me living the rest of my life like this. So with that spark in me, I decided, well, let me learn business. So I took my little school money. My parents, they didn't want any money from what I earned. So I started taking my little job money, and I started buying books and courses. And back then, courses came on cassettes, if y'all remember cassettes, long, long, long time ago. Started buying, you know, little entrepreneur magazines because I wanted to learn business, because the only way that I could see mentally for me to make money, if I didn't want to work for anybody else, I had to have a business. So I wanted to understand business. So for about 2 years, I studied business. I ordered a lot of stuff, spent my little money. By the time I was 17, I was like, okay, let me take a shot. So I started my first business, which was basically wholesaling surplus items. So you would go through the phone book, you would call up companies, and they had every company that deals in wholesale, they usually have items that they cannot sell and they cannot move. So they keep them in warehouses, just stored. It's inventory sitting there, and they have to pay for storage. Nobody wants to buy them. They can't sell them. So a person like myself would be like, well, I will connect you with some money. We'll buy the whole lot. We will pick it up, and you don't have to worry about it anymore. So that was my first business. And this business is still a legitimate business today, if some of you are looking for ideas. It's done a little bit different now. But that was my first business, and that business failed terribly. I thought I was ready. I studied a lot of stuff, but I was not ready. I failed. My second business, after I moved out here to Georgia, I grew up in Colorado. Actually, me and Terrence on the line, we went to the same high school, as a matter of fact. So I moved out here to Georgia, and I decided, I had two close friends, we're still friends to this day, and all of us were like, let's just go ahead and start a business. We all put our money up, and we got into selling silver jewelry. That was my second business. Now, we invested our money together, but we were pretty much independent as far as going out and selling jewelry, getting customers and clients. We started off on for the most part on a street level. I didn't even know what hustling was. I just was going off the information that I thought I knew. And then when I got out there, I realized I didn't know as much as I thought I knew. I didn't understand what I was supposed to be doing, how I was supposed to be doing it, or why. I was just trying to sell silver jewelry. But what I did learn from that experience is how important it is to be comfortable with people. But anyway, let's fast forward. I got a job at the airport out here in Atlanta. And that's where I met my first real businessman, somebody that I can actually talk to and speak to, and who actually introduced me to the street hustler layer of the game. And I just call him Cal. I mentioned him in Unlocking a Small Business Game. And that was my first example. Again, somebody that I can just go to, talk to, and give me game and explain to me how all this stuff works. And to be honest, I learned a lot more by watching him than what he actually told me. When you think of a street hustler, you think of somebody who's kind of shiesty, sneaky, you know, but Cal was none of that, actually. He was very friendly. People loved him. He had a great personality. He had a lot of charisma. And I learned a lot by watching him. So my first lesson that I learned with Cal is there's a difference of mentality. There is a difference between a entrepreneur mentality and a worker mentality. These are two totally different mentalities. You cannot be a successful entrepreneur and you're thinking like a worker. Workers wait for things. They wait for their paycheck. They're told when to go to work. Depending on what kind of job you have, sometimes you're told when you can go to the restroom, when you can do this, when you get off, what you're supposed to do every single day. As an entrepreneur, as your own boss, you have to tell yourself what to do every single day. And we're going to get a little bit more into that as we get into the class. So that's pretty much my history. Very brief. But the day and time that we're in now, there is no better time to start a business. It is easier today than it has ever been, which is great. But that sword cuts both ways because there is so much information out there. Some people, as they're learning this stuff, they get overwhelmed. They get frustrated. They don't really know where to start. And some of the information that is being shoveled today is garbage. It's garbage. It's the same garbage I was getting back when I was first started to learn this stuff, back when I was 15, 16, up into my early 20s. Some of this information is given and taught just to turn a profit for them, not for you. So in this class, we're going to cut through all this crap and we're going to get down to business, figuratively and literally. What I'm going to give you in this class, though, is the mindset that you need to have. And you can take this and you can run with it. You just need to get these principles, understand these concepts, and adjust them for your business. And that's the work that you have to do. I'm just giving you the information. This stuff works because it's built upon what every business is built upon, and that is human psychology. This is all mental. Every single game is mental. From hustling, macking, pimping, politics, entertainment, media, it's all mental. It all involves a very precise understanding of human psychology. This is how all this stuff works. This is why all this stuff works. And now I'm going to explain to you about the human psychology element. For those of you that are already in business and you're taking this class, so I'm assuming you're not as successful as you would like to be. After this class, I will no longer consider you a student of mine as far as the hustler layer of the game is concerned. You're no longer a student. I would consider you a peer. You're going to have more knowledge, wisdom, and understanding than 85% of the people who study business. You're going to have more knowledge, wisdom, and understanding than people who have been in business for years, who may, at the moment, be more successful than you. And trust me, I'm not making this up. I speak to a lot of business people. You're going to be able to take this information and you're going to be able to speak to these people. And they're going to see you as a peer because you're going to have an understanding about business, stuff they don't even know. That's my promise to you for this class. So, let's get started. Anybody, what is a brand? Does anybody know what a brand is? Okay, start with something a little bit simpler. Does anybody know what a business is? What is a business?
Yeah. I could say a business is an entity or enterprise that's set up to provide a product or service to the public.
Okay. That's decent. That's decent. Anybody else? What is a business? All right. A business, pretty much like Cal said, is an enterprise designed to do one thing, and that is to solve a problem. That is all a business is. Every single business is in existence solves at least one problem. It's very simple. Now, a business is like the human body. So in order for a business to survive, just like your body needs oxygen, it needs water, it needs food. In order for a business to survive, it needs cash flow. No cash flow, no business. It's dead in the water, period. So in order for a business to survive, this means you need cash flow. Cash flow comes from customers. So imagine for a second a dot, okay? A circle. Now this is our center. Everything that we do in business comes from a single center. Everything that we do comes from a center. If the center is incomplete, what comes from that center is going to be incomplete. If the center is wrong, if it's incorrect, if it's misguided, everything that comes from that center is going to equal the same way. It's going to be the same thing. So we need a clear center focus. And this center focus is what's called a brand. Your brand is what goes out into the world for what you want to be perceived at. Either if you're branding yourself as an individual, which I would be an example of that. I am my own brand. Or if you're branding a product or a service. You would also... We just lost Camille. Okay. So we also need a clear center. So let me give you an example of this. Because if you mess this up, it creates problems. If you do not have a clear center, if you do not have a clear center of focus, which is your brand. Burger King. What is Burger King known for? Burger King is known for, of course, burgers, fries, soda, shakes. Now, if you were jogging somewhere, or let's say riding a bike, you fell off your bike and you sprained your wrist, would you go to a place called Burger King Medical for treatment? No, you wouldn't. Because there's something in your mind that does not equate the brand of Burger King with medical treatment. It would make no sense to you. And if there's something like that that did exist, Burger King Medical, they wouldn't be successful. Many, many years ago, long, long, long time ago, IBM was known for computers. And then Xerox, what is Xerox known for? Still to this day, Xerox is known for copy machines. So Xerox tried to get into the market and make computers, for those of you old enough to remember. They did not succeed. Why did they not succeed? Because they broke their brand. Their brand in the minds of the consumer is copiers, not computers. That is called brand confusion. Again, if the center is wrong, everything else you do is going to be wrong. So your brand is a tangible representation of what your company or what you personally represent. That's what a brand is. It has to be clear. It has to be precise. Because a business survives by customers. And a confused customer does not buy. A confused customer does not buy. The more clear you are, the more precise you are, the more clear your brand, the more successful over time your business is going to be, because you are going to be known to specialize in one or two areas. Now, if you're a big, huge corporation, of course you can branch out and do other things. But as a small business, you need to specialize. You need to be known for one or two things, particularly one thing if possible. So, the human brain. Let's start getting into the psychology. The human brain. We have the left side of our brain and the right side of our brain. The left side of the brain is logical. This is where we do our math problems. This is where we make our shopping lists. When you go to Walmart, I need this, 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 that. It's very logical. It's reasoning. We have the right side of our brain. The right side of our brain is imagination. It's creativity. It's artistry. This is where we come up with ideas. This is where inspiration comes from. Or you can also say intuition. You have the left side of your brain, logical. You have the right side of your brain, which is imagination. If I came to you, any of you, and said, oh, guess what I saw yesterday? I was driving down the interstate, and I saw this big, green, muscular dude. He looked like he was about 10 feet tall. He looked like a big, Incredible Hulk. I saw him jumping from one side of the freeway all the way to the other side of the freeway. logically, left side of the brain, you would look at me like, James, you got a mental issue. Because it makes no sense. Logically, something like that should not exist or does not exist. But when we go to the movies, you want to see that. So when you're in a movie, the left side of your brain, the logical side of your brain, shuts down. And you're involved in the movie in the right side of your brain, the imaginative, an artistic side of your brain. You want to see that. This is called the suspension of disbelief. So when we get into marketing your brand and advertising your brand or your product or service, when we get into that, we are primarily dealing with the right side of a potential customer or client's mind. When you see a commercial on television, it's not, 9 times out of 10, they're not logical. They're imagination. Now, the commercials follow a logical order, but they work in the capacity of imagination. Most commercials barely relate to the actual product or service being sold. Why? Because they're trying to entertain you and get into the right side of your brain. And this is the same thing when you're marketing and advertising that you're going to be doing. And you say, well, James, if marketing is only 25% logical and 75% imagination, well, that doesn't make any sense. And it doesn't have to make sense. And let me explain to you why. When we talk about branding, travel back in your mind for a moment and go back to high school. You had many different groups of kids or young adults in high school. You had the people who were good at sports, the jock. You had the hoe, the promiscuous young lady. She had a certain type of reputation. You had the bullies or the people who could fight good. They had a certain type of reputation. Now, the thing about this is some of that stuff could be true. Some of that stuff could not be true. Okay, let's take the jock. We can kind of see that. He's getting numbers. He's doing well at games. Okay, we can let that one ride. But what about the promiscuous young lady? Somebody could have just started a few rumors about her. She might not be that way at all. But in the minds of the students, over the course of a school year or a few school years, this becomes true. It becomes true in the minds of the students. It might not actually be true. This is branding. It doesn't matter what something is because it's all about presentation. Now, at certain levels in the business game, you cannot be fake. But there's many people out there that are. But their presentation, the way they present themselves and brand themselves, becomes true in the minds of the people who are interested and listen. Everybody following me so far? Yeah. All right, let me give you an example. Let's say we have a cup of water in front of us. It's just water, plain, simple tap water. If I take this water, I pour it into a champagne glass. What is it? Still water. Now, let's say I add some food coloring to it. I put a little umbrella in it. A couple of ice cubes. I put a little lemon wedge on the corner of the champagne glass. What does it look like? It looks like a tropical drink. What is it, though? It's still water. It's still water. This is the con, the modern day con of branding and marketing. And we'll be covering marketing and advertising in a little bit more detail. But this idea that you can make anything appear true is called the suspension of disbelief. Not dealing with a person's logical side of their mind, the left side of the brain. They're dealing with the right side of the brain. How do you get into the right side of the brain? How do you get into the suspension of disbelief? That's what this class is going to teach you. And I'm not sending you guys with this information to go be deceitful and be manipulative. That's not my purpose for this. But you need to understand how this works. This is the gray area of the game. The game has a light side and it has a dark side. This is the gray area. This is the middle point. And armed with this knowledge that you're going to get from this class, you will be able to examine any other course, any other class, any other book, any other video. And you will know, you'll be able to break it down inside of your mind whether it is true or not true, or whether you're going to benefit from it or not. Because when we go through business, everything we do comes down to three simple things. Just three.
The Hustler's Blueprint is knowledge, wisdom, and understanding about making money that will take you to the next level. If you're tired of running in circles, then make the decision to stop. Thank you for listening. The choice is now yours.